Trusted steel power in the palm of your hand. This holiday season, save $30 on the GTA 26 handheld, $149.99. Check off a gift from the top of their wish list. And bar. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com. Was $179.99 MSRP. Includes battery and charger. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
How do you spot the all-new Nissan Rogue Rock Creek? Here's a hint. It's got all-terrain tires, a tubular roof rack you can't miss, and it's tough inside and out with lava red detailing. You'll also find it in its natural habitat, climbing mountains, attacking rugged trails, and never backing down from any adventure. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek.
Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The transition underway. President-elect Trump's second pick for Attorney General, Pam Bondi, visiting Capitol Hill, and some of the senators who will decide if she gets the job. Meeting with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and telling him,
should I earn the trust and the nomination from all of the senators, I will do my best every day to work tirelessly for the American people, and I will make you, the president, and our country proud.
President Biden begins his trip to Angola today, a day after he pardoned his son Hunter from drug and tax charges. Lake effect snow slamming seven states, Wisconsin to New York to Michigan, where whiteout conditions led to a 20-vehicle crash on I-94, one driver in critical condition. The Supreme Court today debating whether the FDA unlawfully rejected flavored e-cigarettes over youth and addiction concerns. Justices appeared split, conservatives questioning FDA fairness, liberals siding with regulators. This is ABC News. Jennifer Crumbly, the mother who was found guilty of manslaughter after a 15-year-old committed a mass shooting at his high school, is asking a judge to overturn her conviction.
3 years after her 15-year-old son killed four classmates and injured seven people at Oxford High School, Jennifer Crumbly wants her involuntary manslaughter conviction thrown out. Her lawyer accused the prosecution of overreach, saying they tried to have it both ways by claiming Crumbly failed to control her minor child while charging that child as an adult. Ethan Crumbly is serving life in prison. Jennifer and her husband James, each sentenced to 15 years. Brian Clark, ABC News.
In North Carolina, the Durham School District says some parents will be responsible for getting their child to school after a bus driver shortage has forced the district to eliminate one day of bus service. School officials say this will be temporary and the students unable to accommodate the shortage will be given excused absences. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Oh, no. My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. This Black Friday, trade in any phone, any condition from one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Hurry into Verizon this Black Friday. Service plan required for Watch and Tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Again, sent bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard, his ear said, Maracas, senor, but his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maracas smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin election results are finalized.
Results of the 2024 general election are now official. Wisconsin Elections Commission Chair Ann Jacobs publicly canvassed them Friday morning. Signing of the canvass statements, the last major step of Wisconsin's certification process. Results of all state-level and federal contests are now verified, and for most contests, a certificate of election will be issued. In the U.S. Senate and presidential contests, there are some administrative steps that remain. More information on that can be viewed at the Elections Commission website. Once ready, WEC will post copies of Canvas paperwork at the website, including copies of the signed Canvas statements and official result totals for state and federal contests. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Winkler launches a bid to lead the Democratic National Committee. In a statement issued Sunday, Winkler said the Democratic Party needs to be stronger to take on President-elect Donald Trump and Republican extremists. The 43-year-old Winkler has been state Democratic Party chair since July of 2019, during which time Wisconsin Democrats have won 9 of the last 12 statewide races. Winkler said he's helping transform the party into an organizing, fundraising, and winning machine. Current DNC chair Jamie Henderson is not seeking re-election. DNC members will elect a new chair February 1st. Seeking a serial arsonist in northwest Wisconsin, there were no new suspicious fires reported over the weekend in Sawyer County. But the Sheriff's Office and Wisconsin Department of Justice State Fire Marshal's Office are seeking the public's help in identifying a suspect in 6 fires over a 10-day period in the Radisson, Exeland, and Birchwood areas. Sawyer County Sheriff Doug Mrotek last week released surveillance footage of a person near the scene of one of those fires.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Wake up and be a McDonald's breakfast person. Enjoy a classic sausage McMuffin with egg. Right now, get 2 for just $6. Order ahead in the app to save time. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered flurries and mostly cloudy tonight with a low in the mid-teens. Mainly cloudy for tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Blustery with more flurries possible Wednesday. Morning high in the low 30s, then falling temps. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. Explore your holiday getaway options in Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. Currently 21 degrees.
Well, hello and welcome in. Happy December, final month of 2024. Hard to believe the year's flying by. Thanks for joining us on AOA, Agriculture of America. Good to have you along as we talk about issues impacting farming, ranching, and rural America. Brought to you by Cenex. Jesse Allen with you here. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk markets in just a moment with Darren Newsom. In segment two, definitely feeling the cold chill in many areas of the country, seeing the impressive lake effect snows and some clipper systems working through. DTN meteorologist John Baranek will join us for a weather update coming up here at segment two. In segment three, we'll have a conversation with Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Got a trade trip to Morocco kicking off here this week, and a few other topics we're going to touch on with Dan as we enter into the month of December. Then we'll close the show. I had a great talk with Dr. Lisa Becton from the Swine Health Information Center at the NAFB convention in Kansas City as we're nearing the end of our sharing of those conversations from NAFB. We're going to catch up on swine health related issues, some of their research and more. That's coming up in segment four today. AOA again brought to you by Cenex. Optimize your operation with diesel fuel storage and keep your operation moving. Visit your nearest Cenex store or go to cenex.com for more information. Well, let's kick things off. Take a look at what is happening in the markets. Joining us now is Bar Chart Senior Market Analyst Darren Newsom. Darren, hope you had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Thanks for joining us to kick off the show again today.
Yeah, we did, and I hope the same for you, Jesse. As you said, as we move into December here, the first trading day anyway of meteorological winter.
Yeah, and looking at the markets, I want to start here first. You mentioned to me, and I refreshed my screen, and there it is, the dollar spiking a bit here to kick off the month. I wonder, Darren, is that a case of new month, new money flow, or is there something else underlying there?
There's probably something else going on. I mean, it makes sense. You know, here we are in the new month, and you know, they can start continuing their buying. We can see investors starting to put money back into the dollar. I don't know why, and a lot of times why is irrelevant. We'll find out down the road, but we can see the what, and that is there's a good deal of buying coming into the market. As I watched the headlines over the weekend, you know, outside of every NCAA football game having a fight. I noticed, you know, the tensions, the fighting, speaking of real fighting in Syria, intensified. And I thought coming into Sunday night through Monday morning that we would see that strengthen gold. Now, what effect that would have had on the dollar, I don't know. But I thought we would have seen the gold market move up and maybe the ripple effect into some of the other, particularly in the crude oil markets and so on. But gold was actually lower overnight through early Monday morning. And I found that interesting. The fact that it was going up at the end of last week based on the idea of this possibility of chaos over the weekend. And then we see increased fighting and fighting and so on. But yet it didn't react. So a lot of interesting things as we start the week.
Let's look over at the grains. A little bit of pressure in soybeans while corn and wheat look relatively flat. I know we got past December 1st notice day on Friday. What are you watching in these grain markets, though? Taking a look at the fund positioning, commitment of traders, et cetera. What stands out to you this week, Darren?
Two things really stand out to me, and that is, you know, at the end of last week, we saw the Jan-March soybean future spread spike higher, really cut into its carry. And so this told us that there was some sales being